are your prayers this morning that the Lord would meet with us. We want each of the local ministers to know we don't have a program. We want the Lord to have His way.
Amen. Yeah.
So the Lord gives you a message, move right on out.
Yeah.
I want to share a burden, and actually just to be very frank with you this morning, it's the reason I'm here. I hadn't planned to, in my plans, had not planned to come to Pacoima, and last Sunday, the Lord began to burden me, and so I got a plane ticket. And it was this message that I burdened to share with you this morning.
Amen.
It's a message for you. It's a message for me as well, but I want you to take it as from the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Each one to examine and look to ourselves and see what the Lord has for us.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. We maybe sing another verse of that song, please. Chapter of Luke. Begin reading in the 27th verse. Speaking of Jesus, and in the preceding scripture, it talks about how the multitudes had followed Christ. And I believe this morning that all of us are very aware that wherever Jesus went, the people flocked after Him.
Yes.
And there are many times Jesus wanted to get away by Himself, and He couldn't do it because the multitudes followed Him.
Yes.
And that is the context of what is happening here in the 5th chapter of Luke, in the 27th verse. In some of the other Gospels, right, the verses right before talk about how the multitudes were following Jesus, and they were right there. It said, after these things, He went forth. Jesus went forth, and He saw a publican, named Levi,
yes,
sitting at the receipt of custom, and He said unto him, follow Me. And he left all, and rose up, and followed Him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But the scribes and Pharisees murmured against His disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?
Yes.
And Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick.
Yes.
I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance.
Yes.
If you would, with me just a few minutes this morning, let's go back in time. Use your imagination just a little bit. And let's go and get a picture and a view of what was happening here when Jesus gave Matthew Levi the call to follow Him.
Yes.
In those times, the roads were not paved. They were very dusty. People that would walk along the roads, they'd get dirty. And here, if I don't know, maybe some of you have been in a marketplace in a foreign land. I've had opportunity to be some in different marketplaces. It's a very noisy place.
Yes.
It's a very dirty place.
Yes.
And there are different booths in the little market. There are different booths, and the women are there with their children selling their wares, selling fruits and vegetables, selling their crops. And that was the setting, I believe, when Jesus came through and saw Levi. And here there were the women there sitting in their booths, and as they do, they visit. And they talked, and the children were probably running in and out of the booths, maybe playing hide and seek. And the children were playing as they do. The women there holding their little, the small children in their arms. And many times, and I believe it was could have been this way there, the men were kind of off standing off to the side,
yes, yes,
visiting, talking about their crops, talking about the weather. Many times the men, I've seen the men in the marketplaces sitting down playing checkers or playing some kind of a board game while the women were selling things in in the marketplace. And then, all of a sudden, Jesus came walking down the road. And there was a lot of activity around him. And I believe probably if you would have been in the marketplace, you would have wondered what was going on. You saw down the road and saw a great multitude of people walking down the road. And you just pause and all activity would cease and wonder, what's happening here?
Yes.
What's going on? But off to the side from all the activity in the market, there was a man named Levi.
Yes.
And he was a publican.
Yes.
To those of you that don't know what a publican is, to the Jews, it was a traitor. To the Jews, it was someone that had betrayed their own people. Because a publican was a Jew, oftentimes it was working for the Roman government. A Jew that was collecting taxes for the oppressor. You don't want to, Matthew was over here in the corner by himself. Because the other Jews that were there in the marketplace, they didn't want to have anything to do with him. Because this was a publican. This is someone that's not like we are.
This is
someone who is working for the Roman government. And as everybody was visiting, I can almost in my mind see, here's Matthew by himself sitting down at his little table where everybody had to come in and pay their taxes.
Yeah.
The people were not coming and giving their taxes, saying, well, Matthew, it's good to see you. How are you doing today? It's been a long time. Folks, that's not what was happening.
No.
Because he was a publican.
Yes.
And you don't want to taint yourself. You don't want to have someone look on and say, oh, they're talking to a publican. That must be one of them.
Right.
Because you know who Matthew's friends were? They were other publicans.
Yes.
And sinners. Yes. They were not the people, the Jews, that were accepted by the people at large.
Right.
And so then all the activity just kind of flowed around Matthew. Here's Matthew doing his job, and the men over here visiting, and when they come close to Matthew, let's just step a few paces and go around him. We don't need to stop and shake his hand and exchange pleasantries. This is what was going on.
Okay.
If we go back and just get a little picture. But Jesus came walking down the road. I've been in some places, maybe you have too, where I was visiting somewhere and I heard a lot of activity out on the street. And it's what's going on, and step out of the house and there's a band or a parade coming down the road. Do you know that's probably what it was like here? The market, the activity was going on and everybody was visiting, going on with their general activities of life. And all of a sudden down the road, there's a commotion and things kind of get quiet. What's going on? And pretty soon they say it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's that man that's working miracles.
Yeah.
It's the one that says he's the Son of God.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's doing. And Jesus passed by the way. The people were flocking after him. And Jesus walked on. But you know when he saw the multitude, you know what he did? He zeroed in on one man.
That's right.
His eyes, he didn't just say, oh, these are all the people in the marketplace. No, he looked on and he saw Matthew.
Yes.
By himself,
yes.
Everybody rejecting him because he was different.
Yes.
People not wanting to associate with him because if I'm associating with Matthew and you walk by, you say, Michael's one of them.
Yeah.
In other words, now we don't want to have anything to do with Brother Michael because he was spending time with Matthew.
Yes, that's so.
Folks, there are some practical applications today
that's
for
right.
us.
Yeah.
The burden the Lord has given me is the Lord hath need of you. You see, Jesus came along and he saw Matthew.
Yes.
The one that people despised and rejected. The one that was considered a traitor to the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And Jesus looked on him and he said, follow me.
Yes.
Yeah.
In other words, I have need of you, Matthew.
Yes.
Follow me. Can you imagine what the people around about were thinking? Mm. Jesus, do you not know who this man is? Do you not know how he was raised? Don't you know who his father was? Don't you know that he's not like we are? He doesn't go to the synagogues like we do. But Jesus saw something special in Matthew. And he saw Matthew, and I can just think of Jesus seeing Matthew and thinking, that man there has something special that I would like him to use for me to my glory.
Praise the Lord.
People looking around thinking, What is Jesus doing? Folks, Jesus looked over the multitude, and he zeroed on the one that was rejected.
That's so.
This morning, the Lord has need of you. It is more this morning than a general call that we have to follow the Lord. Folks, when the Lord looks on us, he doesn't just see the crowd. When the Lord looks on us, he sees the individual, and it doesn't matter what everybody's thought of you. It doesn't matter if you have been rejected and despised and you're not accepted. The Lord has need of you this morning. Yeah. You have something to offer to God that no one else in the world has to offer because you are different.
Yeah.
All of us, look around this morning. We have different colors, different personalities. We were raised differently. We have different backgrounds and different experiences. But folks, God has need of every single one of us in this morning. And I can't do what you can do. And you can't do what I can do. God, Jesus, saw something special in Matthew. He said, I have need of you. Will you follow me? And Matthew got up. And he followed Jesus.
Amen.
The people. Yes. Folks, you know there are a lot of prejudices and biases today that we are prone to. All of us. You were raised up. He's your father. Okay, I have you branded.
All right.
I know what group you're from.
That's right.
You see, do we not do that sometimes, folks? I know. Okay, then that explains that. I've heard enough. Folks, the Lord saw Jesus. The Jesus saw Matthew, rather, and he said, you have something special. I don't care about all those other things, but you're special to me.
Yeah.
Folks, if you have felt rejected this morning, I want you to know you're special to the Lord.
Yeah.
You may not feel special to everybody else, and you may feel like everybody else is kind of going around you, but the Lord had you have something to offer to God tonight that he can't get from anybody else.
Right.
And he's looking on, not seeing the multitude this morning, but he sees you.
Amen.
He knows what you've done. He knows where you've been. He knows your personality. He knows your weaknesses this morning. He knows your sin. Matthew was a sinner. And Jesus saw something special.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord has need of you. There are many people that look on. You know, Matthew could have thought, when Jesus said, follow me, Matthew could have started looking around. Who is he talking to? Folks, the Lord is talking to you this morning. You have something to offer to the kingdom of God. You have something to offer to the body of Christ that no one else has.
That's right.
To the sinner, Jesus is saying, come and follow me. I have need of you. You have some people that you can influence. You have a realm of influence
that
no one else has. I want to save you. I want to clean you up. And I will use your unique personality and talents and weaknesses. I will use those that I might get glory in my life. The Lord seeth not as man seeth.
That's right.
Man looks on the outward appearance. What is Jesus calling Matthew for? I just went the other direction so I wouldn't have to talk to him. And here Jesus is saying, Matthew, come and be one of the 12. One of the chosen above everybody else. Dear one, sometimes it's the people that are most or least likely, in your estimation, to be a spiritual success that God will put his finger on and say, I have need of you. I have a job for you to do. Folks, let us not be guilty this morning of sitting back saying, who do they think they are? That's the carpenter's son. Who do they think they are? I saw them. I saw how they were raised. I knew when they were just a little boy, and now they're trying to tell me how to live. Dear ones, let's not be guilty, because God not only needs you, but he needs your brother. Your brother has something unique to offer to the body of Christ that the Lord wants to use. And he's not going to use your brother like he uses you. He's not going to use you like he uses me. He's going to use us all in a unique capacity because we're special. There are so many people this morning that are feeling forsaken. They're feeling rejected. They're feeling like I have no place. And the Lord is just wanting to walk along. And when he sees you, it's like, you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
I have need of you.
Yes.
Come and follow me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus saw potential. in his feelings, he probably felt so unworthy. Lord, do you really know who I am? How can I be a disciple? How can I follow you when all of these people around me, they don't accept me?
Amen.
Well, folks, Jesus has salvation.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus could bring about a change in Matthew's life.
Yes.
Matthew, so many times people are hindered from working for God because of fear of what everybody is going to think. Because, folks, do you know that all of us have made mistakes?
Yes.
All of us were sinners.
Yes.
All of us have had difficulties at some time or other in our life. After you got saved, you stumbled somewhere along the line.
Yes.
And nobody denied it this morning. After you got saved, there are some places with your good intentions, you just didn't have the wisdom that you should have had. You did something maybe that the Lord had to reprove you for.
Yes.
Well, folks, we can focus on all those things. But you know the Lord wants to use your inadequacies this morning?
Amen.
Matthew, what did he have to offer? A traitor? A traitor to the cause of the Jewish people. And here Jesus is saying, I have need of you. And here there are probably some Pharisees thinking, what about me? Here you're using him. Folks, isn't this the way it works? The Lord has need of you. And it's a special call.
That's so.
It is a special call.
That's right.
You know, the Lord gave me a special call.
All right.
It was not a call that he gave you, and you have a special call this morning also. And I'm just using me for an example. Folks, I am not just another statistic to God this morning. I'm not just another one of the saints. God gave me a call.
Yeah.
And he said, I have need of you. You're special to me, Lord. I can't do, but I have need of you. I want to use you. Folks, the Lord has that call, but it's unique to you this morning.
Yeah.
He has need of you. Don't go out thinking you have no place in the body of Christ.
Right.
Do not think that even though you may feel rejected and people look down on you a little bit, God has a place for you this morning, and he wants to use you. And if you don't heed the call, that place is going to go vacant.
That's right.
That place is going to go vacant because there are some things that only you can do.
That's
because
right.
of your unique personality.
That's
and
right.
who you are.
That's
look
right.
around this morning, folks. None of us are the same. All of us look different. And I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awful if we all looked the same? Wouldn't that be terrible? Folks, the Lord has a unique call to you this morning.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be in trying to emulate your brother or sister. Well, that brother, he's pretty spiritual, and he's doing, so I'm going to just try to emulate him. No, folks, God is looking on and said, I have something special for you.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Praise the Lord.
Well, whatever you do with the message this morning, I hope it keeps coming back to you. If you're a sinner, like Matthew was at the time, I want you to go home and I want you to still know that God loves you.
Amen.
And you can reject, and if you don't get up and follow the Lord, that's your choice this morning. But I want you to know this, that the Lord has need of you.
Yeah.
And there is a place that God is wanting. He's wanting to clean you up. He's wanting to give you new life, and he's wanting to use you now for the glory of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
We find that when Matthew got up, he went and took Jesus to his house. He made a great feast. And it said there was a great company of publicans. Now, you notice the publicans, these are the only people that wanted to associate with Matthew. And it said, and others. Well, the others is referring to sinners. If you look in the other Gospels, in the same account, it said that there was a great company of publicans and sinners that ate. And Jesus sat down and he ate with them.
All right.
But folks, there was some murmuring.
That's right.
There was some murmuring going on by the religious leaders. And it said here, the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against the disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus responded to that. But dear ones, this morning I want us to understand that Jesus came and he had a special call to each one of us. And I hope and trust that you'll recognize this morning you're special to God.
Yeah.
You are unique. It does not matter if you've backslidden and been resaved. It does not matter if right now you are in sin. The Lord wants to save you. wants to give you a call.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if maybe you've just been going along in a rut for year after year. The Lord has a special place for you to fill in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And if you do not fill it, it is going to go unfilled.
That's all.
You're special to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know that God or Jesus not only needed Matthew. You see, this morning we can say, well, the Lord did talk to my heart. But folks, the Lord is also talking to your brother and your sister's hearts.
Yes.
And the Lord has need of your brothers and sisters like He has need of you in a different capacity.
Yes.
But He still has need of your brother and your sister. Consider the disciples for just a few moments. Matthew here was a publican. He was a traitor. He's a traitor of the 12. Well, Judas started later on, wasn't he? But at the time, the publican, that's how he was viewed by the Jews. And then we have Peter. What do we think of when we think of Peter? A man that was bold, outspoken, impulsive. Now, what is the Lord going to do with someone like that? Folks, there are probably some Peters here this morning. And you probably have a reputation. Well, that's just brother so-and-so. There they go again. Folks, the Lord has need of them. The Lord has need of them. And then we have Thomas. Always doubting. Always questioning. Well, I'm not sure about that. Folks, the Lord had need of Thomas. The Lord had need of him. And then we have John. And John got in trouble with the other disciples sometimes. But when I think of John, I think of the one that just always does everything just right. It seems like those kind of people irritate other people. In school, they were the teacher's pets. The people that they never messed up. They just always seemed to look just right and act just right. Well, folks, the Lord had need of John too. The Lord had need. But you see, when we examine the disciples, they were all different. And then there's Luke, the physician. A very educated man. And then we have a lot of the fishermen, unlearned and ignorant, and it wouldn't take long listening to them to know they were ignorant and unlearned. Folks, the Bible spells it out very clearly. But then we have Luke, who is very educated, who had a way with words, he had knowledge, and the Lord had need of him too.
Yeah.
Folks, some of us fall into some of those categories here this morning. The Lord has need of each and every one of you, and we need to recognize it and heed the call of God. But on the other hand, folks, we need to recognize that God also has need of my brother. He has need of the one that is ignorant and unlearned. There is a place that you can fill that no one else can. And it's going to be in a positive way. A way that can bring glory to God. Those that are educated. What would it be like if Matthew, for example, had the decision after he was called to boot a few of the disciples off? You know, there's been a lot in the news and the media about this booting people off. Well, you know, if Matthew had made the decision, he might have said, well, Luke and I are educated. There's these fishermen. I think, Lord, you'd have more glory if they weren't here. So we can do without the ignorant people. We can do without the unlearned and ignorant men. Just send them on the way, and Lord, let's go and look for some more educated people. Well, Thomas, you need to leave too, because every time we start to get inspired about something, you're just always there to pour cold water on it. I don't think so. We have some Thomases among us, don't we? Always doubting, well, I'm not sure about that. R.A. always a party pooper. Always the one. Folks, the Lord had need of Thomas too. You see, Thomas filled a unique place in the discipleship. And then we could have had the fishermen saying, you brothers are educated, and so you just need to step aside because you might be getting glory rather than God. Because you know how to speak a little bit better. Maybe because you have a way of organizing your thoughts, you just need to step down and let the ignorant men get up and go out and spread the gospel. But you see, the Lord had need of all of them.
Yeah.
And do you know that is where the strength of the church of God is this morning? It is in diversity. It is not in diversity of doctrine. There is one doctrine. There is one faith. There is one spirit. And there is one God. But folks, we are all unique Our uniform this morning is holiness that all of us have got to wear, because if we don't, we're going to be a reproach to the work of God. But once we have the uniform of holiness on, I am still a unique individual. I don't have to talk like you talk.
Amen.
I don't have to look like you look.
Amen.
I am unique.
That's not
I don't have to preach like you preach.
Amen.
You don't have to preach like I do. Wouldn't that be awful?
Yes.
If everybody preached like I did? Folks, I can't reach everybody.
Amen.
There needs to be the soft, quiet, methodical ministers. And there are.
Yes.
And do you know they reach a lot of people that people like me just can't reach?
Yes.
You see, the Lord has need of all of you.
Yes.
In the way that your personality is, folks, the Lord can use your personality.
Yes.
Again, I mentioned before, we are not robots, which means the Lord leaves us with a personality.
Yes.
He conforms it and measures it to the standard of holiness and purity.
Yes.
But you still have a personality.
Amen.
And the Lord wants to use you in your uniqueness. But folks, we need to learn in a greater way to appreciate that in our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Too many times, because they may not preach like I preach, they're not anointed. Oh, wait, hold on. And they're looking at me saying the same thing.
That's right.
Saying the exact same thing.
So.
You just need to settle down. Folks, we're all different. Do you know that cultures are different? People have different personalities. When in a song service, some people, when they get blessed, they're quiet and they don't move an inch. Folks, that's okay. Just so long as you're free in your spirit.
Yeah.
And then there are other people that by nature of personality, a true blessing from God causes them to get on their feet and praise God. The Lord has need of all of us this morning. We don't have to put God in a box, because He's not going to put you in one. He's going to measure us all to the Word. But we need to learn to appreciate that in each other and to understand it in a greater measure. I mentioned preaching in song service too. Some may be real quiet. The Lord can bless that. And others may be a little faster and louder. Folks, the Lord can bless that too. As long as it's done in spirit and in truth. That is what we measure to this morning. And we want to be sure and careful that we learn to appreciate the differences among us. Not the things that are substandard. Not the things that are contrary to the Word. But to realize that you're not like I am. And the Lord not only has need of me, but you have a special place to fill in the body.
Yes.
And those of you that are Thomases, be careful.
Yes.
Be careful. Those of you that are Peters, you be careful too.
Yes.
You be careful too. Do you know that they can balance each other out?
Yes.
In a godly way? Here we have Peter. Let's go do it now. And Thomas saying, oh, I don't know about that. Folks, look, that's the body of Christ. It's there to balance each other out in the body. It's there to balance, folks. If we were all Peters, we would be in trouble. And if we were all Thomases, we'd never get anything done. There is a balance in this, and it's going to be as we bring our uniqueness in submission to the Spirit of God, allowing the Lord to lead us, but at the same time, not ostracizing those that are not just like I am.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord has need of you this morning, and He has need of your brother.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Look around. The Lord has need of your brother, folks.
Yes.
The Lord has need of your brother. May the Lord help us then to be an encouragement.
Yes, Lord.
And an uplift.
Yes.
To our brothers and sisters. I don't like to use myself as an illustration, but I thought it was, many of you know Brother Veda McMillan.
Yes. Yes.
We've worked together a lot the last few years, and you know we're very different.
Yes.
In personality.
Yes.
To a large extent. But do you know that our spirits blend?
Amen.
Do you know I have utmost confidence and I trust in Him, and I trust that He does likewise?
Yes.
But do you know that we are so different. We are unique. When you look at both of us, we look very different.
Yeah.
He's tall and lean, and I'm short, and you know we look very different.
Yeah.
Our approach, our preaching is very different.
Yeah.
But folks, it is the same word.
Yeah.
It is the same word, and it is the same spirit.
Yeah.
It's the same spirit.
Yeah.
It's not Michael or Brother Ben. It is the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
You know that applies throughout the body of Christ.
Yeah.
You appreciate each other. And if I don't get blessed out of brother so-and-so, and I see someone over here being blessed, and I say, thank the Lord for ministering. I may have not gotten a whole lot out of the service, but I saw the Lord bless them over there. That's all that matters. Folks, there have been preachers like that. Three messages been preached. Unfortunately, I may have not gotten a lot out of it. I'm just being real honest. Yeah. But yet other people were so blessed. Who am I to sit back and say, what's going on? Thank the Lord that the Spirit moved, and maybe next time God will minister to my heart. You see, the Lord has need of you, but He also has need of your brother. May the Lord help us to respect that. If you'll turn with me to 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter. First Corinthians in the 12th chapter, in the 4th verse, said there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Now, folks, I want to say here, used to, and the Lord's teaching me, and I still have a ways to go, but the Lord, few years ago, there's a certain way that when I conduct a service, there's a certain way that I think it ought to be done. It not only applies to service, but in other things. There are certain ways that I think this is probably the best and proper way to have it. And someone else would lead the service, and I think, you know, they really need to do it just a little differently. Well, there are differences of administration.
Yes.
Folks, you have one pastor. When you get another pastor, don't expect them to be the same. Don't say, well, brother so-and-so did it that way. There are differences of administration. But it needs to be the same Spirit through it all, the same doctrine, the same faith, the same standard of holy living. But realize there is a place in the body of Christ that there are going to be differences of administration, but it is the same Lord. He said, and there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God. You see, diversity means different. It's not all alike. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. The Lord has need of you. There's a place for you to bring glory to God in your uniqueness as you are led by the Spirit. And then I have something else for my brother over here. And folks, when you are both filling your place as it should, it makes the body work.
Yes.
It makes it work as Christ wanted it to work.
Yes, amen.
Skipping down to the 11th verse. It said, all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. He said, for by one Spirit are we all, in our differences, in our uniqueness, in all of those things. We are baptized into one body. Folks, that is not a body of man. That is a body of Christ, where there is one faith. There is not a diversity of faith. There's not a diversity of doctrine. Folks, there's one faith this morning. There's one doctrine. Let's not deviate from it.
Amen.
But realize that we are all baptized into one body. Then he went on to say, let me find my place again. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, folks, the Gentiles were rejected of the Jews, weren't they? They were rejected, but yet when Christ came, and as the disciples, they had to get their eyes open too. You know, it was a number of years before the Jews would truly accept the Gentiles as being part of the church. They acknowledged, yes, that the Lord came for them. They even acknowledged eventually that the Holy Spirit came to them. But it took quite a while for them to really recognize, this is my brother in the Lord, and I'm going to work with him. We're going to pray together. We're going to strive for that holiness and purity together, seeking God. He said, whether we be bond or free or have been all made to drink into one Spirit, for the body is not one member but many. Remember, the Lord has need of you this morning, but He also has need of your brother and your sister in the Lord. It said, if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body. And then it goes on giving us illustrations of that in the body. Folks, do not be intimidated. Do not be afraid because you look on a brother and say, well, I can't testify like they can. I can't pray like they can. I can't do this like they can. Folks, we are all important to the Lord.
Yeah.
We don't need to try to emulate the gift of each other because it is unique.
Yeah.
I believe this is hindering some people from living up to the gift that God is calling of you. Because you're afraid everybody's going to say, well, why are you doing that? That brother can do it better than you can, so you just keep your seat. Folks, the Lord has need of all of us. And with that, it means we're going to all have to have more long-suffering with each other. We're going to have to, I believe, wasn't it, Brother Austin Wilson? Some of you, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it when he first started to preach, everybody's wanting to set him down? They didn't think he had it. I believe it was Sister Maddie said, you just leave that boy alone. Well, I'm thankful that someone said, you just let the Lord have his way. Because the Lord used him in a wonderful way, folks. That means that in our midst, as we see the Lord calling people, folks, we're diverse people. That means young and old. I want to speak to the older ones for just a moment. You need to have respect. You need to have respect for the younger saints. Now, some people say the young people are the church of the future. I do not believe that. I do not believe that. The young people are part of the church of today. God has a purpose for the young people right now. The old people cannot fill that place. The older people don't have the energy that they did when they were young. So the Lord will use those with more energy and then use the wisdom, use the experience of the older. And that's where the younger, you respect those that are older. You respect those that have been in the way. Listen to their advice. Take heed to what they have to say. But folks, it's going to take some long suffering both ways. Folks, we're not against each other. We're not the young people. It's not the old people against the young people. It's not the black against the white. It's not the Jew against the Gentile. There is one body, and we need to get in here and support one another and pray for one another and not be afraid if you go talk to Matthew that everybody's going to say, you're one of them. No, there's one body, folks. Lord, help us this morning to have that kind of working together in respect and love as the Lord wants. Folks, that's when we can have strength as a body. It's when we stop looking at each other saying, well, I know the Lord has a place for me, but I'm not sure about you. Lord, folks, as we appreciate the call of God in my brother and sister's life, that is going to bring about a strength in the congregation. That is going to bring about a strength in the body of Christ. And then you will begin to see a move to reach out. No longer are we sitting here quarreling among ourselves, but we are reaching out because I realize God, I'm special to God, and He gave me a place to fill. And although my brother's a little different, I realize God has His hand on him, and now we can work together and move out and get the gospel of salvation out to a lost world. Praise God. 18th verse, but now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased Him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. We don't need you, Thomas. We don't need you, John. You're just a little too good. We don't need you, Luke. You're a little too educated. We don't need you, Peter, James, and John, because you're too ignorant. Folks, we would be left with no one. There wouldn't be anybody here doing God's business. You see, we need then to realize the member are many. Tonight, this morning, if you have felt rejected in any way, it doesn't matter what has happened. It doesn't matter the hurts that have been in your past. I want you to know the Lord has a need. I know sometimes people go away thinking nobody loves me and nobody cares. But folks, the Lord has need of you this morning. The Lord has a special place. And as He does for you, He does for us together. In the 25th verse, in closing, it said that there should be no schism in the body, no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. That means long-suffering. It means love. It means concern. It means when I see my brother and maybe he stumbled along the way, he's still my brother, and the Lord
feel has a special place for them to feel. I want to be faithful in the Lord. You pray for me.